Well, there's a proposal by certain FBI officials that if we adopt certain methods of cryptography, that we should also register the methods that would be used to break them so that if they have a valid warrant, they're able to find the information. What do you think of that?
That one left me on the floor for a long time after I heard that one. That has got to be one of the scariest proposals that I've heard in a long time, because there are lots of different ways that people view the government. You know, some people are just scared of the government. They want the government out of their lives as much as possible. They basically think government is evil. There are some people who think government is wonderful. They want the government to protect them. And that's fine. Both of those are valid viewpoints. There's a whole spectrum of viewpoints in between there. But I think the thing you've got to understand, and I'm trying to be not take any position on whether government's good or bad and how the government should be involved here. I think the thing you have to understand is that the government is not a monolithic entity. So that the government, even if you believe the government is a saint and will never do anything to hurt you, the government can be broken. You know, we had Richard Nixon. You know, there are abuses of power. There are people who may take government office. There are people who may have jobs in the government who can use access to information there, and use that in criminal ways, and it's impossible to protect against that entirely. And I think that any kind of suggestion that things like private keys be registered or back doors be built into privacy technology completely defeats the utility of privacy technology. That's dangerous, and I think that's an extremely bad idea.
Well, what about the argument that by not registering those back doors, you're going to let a murderer go free?
Why is the murderer going to register it anyway? That's the back door. Okay. If it were a private key, why would the murderer register his private key anyway? You know, if I were going to do that, it's like you keep two sets of books, right? You keep the books you show the IRS, and you keep the books that keep you aware of what's really going on. You never show that second set of books to the IRS. You'd never show your private key to the IRS. It's too late for the back doors anyway. You know, as far as back doors go, you know, to the best of the world's knowledge, PGP has no back doors. There are other encryption algorithms, implementations of encryption algorithms that have no back doors. Those exist today. Those aren't going away. Get a CD-ROM with those on them. Go to any of a very large number of bulletin board systems or anonymous FTP archives. Pick it up from there. So even if the federal government required today that all encryption programs had back doors in them and that the government was required to be told those back doors or ways of breaking the algorithms, first of all, the existing technology would not go away, and that would continue to be used and be available. So you're defeated there. Second of all, there will always be some kind of underground or black market for software where you can buy a cable TV descrambler, right? You'll also be able to buy a backdoor-free version of PGP or some kind of encryption command. Of course, you're trusting the people who are selling that to you to be telling the truth there. You know, there's also some things I've heard about where you can send in samples of drugs. You go on the street, buy some illegal drugs, right? And so then you go send these to this drug testing center in Florida or something. They send you that you write a four number random sequence of digits on the sample that you send in, right? Then you call them up, go use a payphone or something somewhere. You don't want anybody to know who you are. Call them up and tell them the number, and they'll tell you what was actually in these drugs. Of course, the DEA runs many of these centers, right? So you never know who you're dealing with, and there's this level of trust there. You know, maybe PGP does have backdoors in it. I don't know enough about cryptography to be able to look at that code and be sure. And 99% of the U.S. population knows way less than I know. So when they go buy a package from Apple or from Microsoft, who knows, it may be compromised. I'm not trying to accuse Apple or Microsoft of doing anything there, but it may be compromised. It may be unintentionally compromised. You know, there may be bugs in it that weaken the encryption algorithm. Maybe the key generator doesn't quite generate, you know, the right key sequences. You know, there are all sorts of potential problems in there. But I don't think anything that would require registration of keys or algorithms for breaking software or anything, I don't think that can really stand a chance of working. All that's going to do is weaken the utility of privacy technology for people who are actually trying to obey the law. And anybody who's going to try to use it to break the law, they've already got access to ample resources to get around that.
You're listening to Geek of the Week. Support for this program is provided by Sun Microsystems. Sun Microsystems, open systems for open minds. Additional support for Geek of the Week comes from O'Reilly & Associates, publishers of books that help people get more out of computers.